Welcome everybody to another episode of Comics Among Us of the Welcome back everybody to Inside the Mind of a Blurred, the Comics Among Us edition, hosted by yours truly, AI Alpha, aka the Negro Gideon, aka the Black Chuck Norris with the chest here, aka the OG Black Ranger, aka Martin Luther King, Malcolm Flex, and No Good Marshall all wrapped into one, as well as Mr. Powermatic with his red cup or no red cup. And my guest, as well as Podmace, is Scuba Steve. Introduce yourself, my brother.
What up, man? It is I, Scuba Steve, aka Scholar's Dad or whatever, aka the Instant Negator. How y'all doing?
As well as we have Bo. Bo done did it.
I know this is going to be short. Anyway, it's me, it's Bo. Bo done did it. No. AKA the tall, tallest African in the group, AKA the darkest night, AKA African Black Lightning, AKA it's Bo. What's he doing? He's about to do it. So let's go.
All right. I know it's been a minute since y'all seen an episode for Comics Among Us. For the month of what? October, very interesting, as well as I was waiting for certain comics to drop to talk to discuss with it. But so let me do this real quick for the month of November, and with What If officially done and everybody's seen it, we want to just pretty much discuss What If in the sense of the good, the bad, and the ugly. So Steve, how did you view What If as a whole?
Overall, I enjoyed What If. I thought it was pretty good. A lot of people have their complaints about it, but I just thought it was like a wonderful take on pretty much like what if these scenarios happen. It's falling into its own universe, but it could open up into the actual Marvel Cinematic Universe if they wanted to. The only episode that I didn't really love, well, that I actually like hated, I guess, quote unquote, is that Thor episode. I thought that was whatever. Other than that, I pretty much enjoyed all of the episodes. I thought they all was decent. They all had their different takes on things and everything like that. So I thought they was all pretty good. But yeah, I enjoyed it. And the fact that they made it animated definitely was cool too, how they had those aspects with the Easter eggs of the, you know, of how like the TV show was compared to some of the actual stuff that happened in the Marvel Universe, and basically figuring out different things and stuff like that. So yeah,
fair enough. Bo, yourself?
I pretty much enjoyed it. What if it's basically their own twist on things, like, you know, like if certain things happens, like I like how they like made a twist of how it what if this happened or what if this happened. And I like what they went with, you know, with Star-Lord, with T'Challa being Star-Lord, Gamora being like Thanos, which it didn't show, but that was, that's basically what it is. I mean, they showed that at the very end, but still. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool because I like it's canon. So basically, they can like Steve said, they could pretty much like.
Well, it's not necessarily canon. It's canon to that universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's based on like the events. The What If events was based on the MCU universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the canon stuff.
I think that it's canon to their universe, but I think it could be canon to the overall Marvel universe with the fact
that it's multiversal.
Yeah, the fact that Loki broke the timeline and all that stuff.
Yeah,
they could literally, if they really wanted to, they could be like, all this stuff actually happened because Loki broke the timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to remember.
One special twist they could have made that to secure that if they show Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end.
That would have been dope to do that.
Yeah, like an animated version of Kang, that would have been like pretty much the multiverse. Like this multiverse is the animated MCU, which made the What If. Mm. So that's like that universe, and then everything else is what we see now.
Facts.
Right. But yeah, overall, I like how they're going with it. I can't wait for season two. I can't wait to see what they go with season two, because towards the end, they actually like reveal like a very interesting ending to how season two will start. So I kind of see how that would play out in season two.
But season two won't be for a good minute, because if they doing it the way they did season one, they gotta let some of the movies go past
and oh, yeah.
The scenarios.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a hot minute to that.
Let me like, yeah, probably sometime like next year or towards the end of.
I'll probably say even longer than that. Probably like maybe 4 or 5 years, because you gotta get the other movies out.
I think they're gonna do it next year, because I think it's already in pre-production.
Yeah,
and they did already have. They had Chadwick Boseman recorded 4 episodes, and then he was only in 2.
Okay.
So, I think it's gonna be like coming out next year, but I don't know how they're gonna do it. If that makes
sense. Got you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
they do have like pre-production already going and stuff like that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this season was supposed to be 11 or 12 episodes, but they condensed it to 9. Yeah.
Mm, okay, fair enough. So the most likely they'll probably include Black Widow, the movie, The Eternals, most likely Spider-Man again.
Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
And they could still touch on the other movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they didn't really show up everyone that was supposed to be shown.
They probably tap into the TV shows.
Oh, okay.
That too. They could definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what was some of the stuff that y'all caught as far as like Easter eggs and stuff?
I gotta, to remember it, shit.
Because I caught like a few like things. You know,
nope. I say yours, and then I probably remember.
So, in the All the Avengers Die episode, right?
Yeah.
When we find out that it's Hank Pym, Yellow Jacket, that is killing everybody, and he's pretty much enraged because his daughter died.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all figure out how his daughter died, or did y'all come to a conclusion?
I forgot.
Because my
theory was she died because of an experiment of some sort, if I'm not mistaken.
My theory was, which a lot of people theory is, that so his daughter was in this universe, his daughter was the first one to go on missions with Nick Fury. So that
was was his Maria Hill in a sense.
Yeah. So, so this is his Black Widow version. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all remember, Bucky shot himself to get away from Black Widow. And then when he did, it went through him, and then it pierced Black Widow. I believe that shot she didn't survive that shot. She died right there. That's what I believe it was. Because it was talking about how like it was the first mission and all this other stuff. And that's basically when a soldier.
Got you. Okay. Yeah.
So that was one of the little Easter eggs that I caught. What else? I'm trying to think of all of them, because there was a lot of them in there. Even like with Thanos, like freaking becoming a Ravager and shit like that. And it was because like Chadwick Boseman had used his talk no jutsu on him. And yeah, man, like there was a few of them, man. And like we kind of predicted the Ultron getting all the Infinity Stones, like that perfect Ultron thing.
Yeah, that would
be dope.
That should have happened in real life.
Yeah, that's what should have really happened, and that would have been a crazy Avengers movie. But it wouldn't have, they wouldn't have been able to wrap that up in one movie. They'd have to do two or three of them joints.
That's why I always say Ultron needed a saga, a mini saga, because to ram that villain into just one movie was disrespectful.
Yeah, so like, I feel like this was Marvel's way of fixing mistakes that they did.
They know they fucked up Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
So that was their way of like, and if you really pay attention to like, it's what if, it seemed like the villains, like the superheroes were more nerfed and the villains were more like
broken
in this series, whereas in the universe, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Killmonger was on his Black Force once energy the whole fucking show. And I'm not hoping that he was just two steps ahead, like everyone, like he was just taking out everyone left and right. Yeah, but yeah, one of the incidents I do remember seeing was if you guys remember watching Zombieland. Whenever they did the zombie part, the part where they like show like how to survive the zombie apocalypse, that's the cut that is the egg from there. The zombie one.
One thing I did notice that Iron Man, Tony Stark dies in every episode with the exception of the last one. But
he's gonna keep killing him off like Uncle Ben.
Well, like on, because remember in the Doctor Strange episode, he kept trying to go back and save her, and he couldn't go back and save her because it was an absolute point in time. I feel like
pretty much Tony Hawk dying every single time is absolute.
Yeah, it's absolute. And then the one where he survived, it was because we didn't get to see a Gamora episode.
Yeah,
no.
The Gamora episode, I think, is going to be in season two. I think that's one of the ones that they had already.
That's when Tony Stark is actually with the Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what they're going with for that one. And I think he'll probably die in that episode. Mm-hmm. But like, it's an absolute point. Like, he has to die or whatever. That's what I believe.
So like, Black Widow dying in the MCU is not absolute.
Yeah.
Because
she made a choice too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the choice to die because of the Soul Stone.
Yeah, the sacrifice.
So, in other words, like they saying that technically her soul is in the Soul Stone as well as Gamora.
Mm. So, but I definitely wanted to see Mad Titan the Gamora episode, and we didn't get to see that episode.
Well, she's not really the Mad Titan. It's more so like there's a version of her in the comics where she actually does get the gauntlet.
Mm.
Just to defeat Thanos. Even Nebula gets the gauntlet, but she's too weak-minded to actually control all the stones.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to check that out.
Yeah. Okay.
What was y'all favorite episode?
The zombie ones.
The zombie one?
Like, that was the concept, like how everybody becomes zombies was well put together. Like, oh, you go to the quantum realm to save Hank Pym's wife, but in the quantum realm she turns into a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, brings that virus back to the real world, and everybody just catches it. This whole contact, which is a dope concept, even to the point like Thanos gets it.
Bro, that shit, I wanted to see that. That's what I wanted when Ultron was knocking what's his name? Shit.
The Watcher.
The Watcher. When he was knocking the Watcher through different universes, I was hoping that he was going to run into Thanos. Yeah, and then we would have got to see the zombie Thanos with all the Infinity Stones versus him. But so the only thing that I was like kind of weird about was like Thanos had all the Infinity Gauntlet with all the stones, and Ultron just sliced him real quick. I was kind of like,
Thanos didn't have it.
He did. He had the gauntlet. That's how.
He didn't have all of them. He had some.
He was just missing the Mind Stone.
Yeah, but if you don't have them all, you can't do anything about it.
I thought it was gonna be a better fight than what that quick you know what I'm saying, laser.
But it makes Ultron more superior because he had the perfect body he needed because of Vision.
Mm.
So having a Mind Stone and Vision's body just made him absolute.
Mm.
That's why, like, when he was able to, when Thanos popped up, it was like, oh, you died.
Yeah, he was like, interesting, and he knocked him off real quick. Because I definitely still had my quarrels with that, even after having conversations multiple times. I was just was like, he just off that nigga, even though this nigga got five of the stones, he off him.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be more of a tussle for a little while. Even if they only made it like a 20-second tussle, I thought it was going to be something better than that or something crazier than that.
Nah, I get it. I definitely enjoyed the fact that the end they had zombie Scarlet Witch fighting Ultron.
Ultron, yeah. That was cool. Well, what was your favorite episode, Bo?
Oh, it was the episode where Ultron actually turned evil. Cause it was interesting. I liked it. I did kind of feel like they kind of said fuck Thanos in that episode, because it just basically Ultron's like, oh, what was that? Infinity Stones. Seep dead. Mm-hmm. I'll take that for you. Thank you, buddy. Okay, I'm gonna kill everyone in the whole entire universe. Oh, this.
But Ultron was already evil.
I mean, yeah, Ultron was already evil, but you know, the way he killed him so quickly is like, well, that didn't last long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like that episode reason because the Watcher was just doing his job, just watching. And then at a certain point where Ultron was like, I hear something, Watcher was still telling a story. And then Watcher was like, I see Swiss person himself. What's going on? Ultron was like, you, I guess they won't fight on the watch. I'm like, okay, that took a ton of events. I'm like, damn, that was fun to watch and enjoyable to watch. So I like the episode.
Yeah, it made Ultron seem like he's the absolute being because he had the Infinity Stone, so he was able to hear, see, like his senses improved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For my favorite episode was actually the Doctor Strange one, just because it was the first one where it felt like, you know what I'm saying? It was like no happy ending. It ended mm-hmm. with just kind of just disappointment and this sadness and shit. And then he was just getting
going through it. Powerful.
That nigga, when he swallowed Dormammu, I was like, yeah, this nigga. I was like, this nigga is.
And they also glimpse on, the Easter egg that I remember for that one is, I always forget this damn eyeball's name.
Yeah, I am Okamoto.
Yeah, no, but it's an actual creature that
octopus was like thing. An eye.
Yeah, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
He ate that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He absorbed that too. And that's supposedly one of the villains for the new movie.
Yeah, someone else?
Yeah, for Doctor Strange.
Oh, Doctor Strange. Oh.
Yeah. For Doctor Strange 2, he's supposed to be one of the villains in it as well.
Yeah, so he was just OP as fuck. Like, honestly and truly, I was thinking that him and Ultron was really finna go at it.
Well, they kind of did, but with the Infinity Stones, it just makes it unfair, kind of. Yeah.
So I was all like, yo, he got Dormammu, he got all these mm-hmm. damn things. I was like, bro, he OP. But yeah, it just was watching like him like really, really fight and trying to make sure that he could save her, but he couldn't. I enjoyed that shit. Like, they didn't like let up on that. They didn't let up and make it so like all of a sudden he did get to save her at the end. It was like,
yeah,
that shit was so sad. I like all that hard work and you still couldn't save her.
And shit, when he did save her, she didn't want to be like close. Mm-hmm. He was a monster.
Like, it just really just turned this whole like the concept was, instead of losing his hands, he loses his heart, and the girl he loved, he loses every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't repair a broken heart.
Yeah, can't. So that, I thought that was really dope. That was like my favorite episode.
And sense of least favorite, you said
the Thor party episode.
I can agree to that one. But it is like the fact that Loki's not there physically. He just, Thor don't have no like
brother
sense of direction.
Yeah, I didn't like it because it was like they had gave us all those like serious episodes and it felt like something was really building. And then they gave us that one, which felt like kind of like a filler. I would have rather, it was just the placement of the episode. If that episode was like episode two or something like that, where it was like, all right, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But like that was like episode seven or something like that, or eight. Like it was later on in the thing, and it just felt out of place.
Yeah, granted, like even the T'Challa Star-Lord episode was comical, it still had like some seriousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just was like, they just was like, mom's home, hurry up and clean up type. Like, I don't know. It just kind of, it felt weird to me. I didn't really enjoy it.
I liked it a little bit. Just thought that, you know, they started like being mom and something like that. But just towards the end, I liked the whole thing, but towards the end, it was like, it just felt weird.
What was your least favorite?
Honestly, my least favorite is actually that one. But I just like the whole. I actually like every other episode except if I was being a least favorite, it'd probably be the Thor party because it didn't had anything interesting. Well, I mean, besides that, the Miss Marvel and Thor fight, but that wasn't really much of anything in my opinion, at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the least favorite episode because every episode was good. Can't really say it was bad. The Thor episode was just like, well, it's Thor, so party boy. So.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like the Thor episode, but it didn't like it stood out because it was so comical, but not in the good way.
Yeah. It was,
and that's why I feel like they mess up with Thor movies, because they try to make Thor too comical, like he's the comic relief of everything.
Well, see, like the first Thor, he wasn't like that. Like that first Thor movie, he was more so serious, and
but everyone after that, like they just made his character like the comic relief, which Thor is not really the comic relief.
No, that's what Chris Hemsworth wanted to do for some reason. Make it like
you got to give that one back.
I mean, shit, it's gonna be worse now. And he's gonna be with the Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff.
Yeah,
he's gonna be more comic. You know what I'm saying? With him and Drax, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my only quarrel with that. What stood out to you as far as the what if, outside of the norm of Ultron, Doctor Strange, like what other episode like you enjoyed that was like, this is different?
So the episode that I was looking forward to the most was the Killmonger episode, but I thought that it was going to be like him saving Tony Stark and then like him kind of having like a redemption like a good fight, or he's a good character. So I was actually blown back by the fact that he was still evil until,
like, a double agent.
Yeah. Because at first I thought, oh, he saved Tony Stark, so now he's gonna go down a good path and stuff like that. And that's not how that shit played. So yeah, that episode stood out to me a lot.
Okay. Understandable.
That was one of the most excited about too.
It would have to be the Black Panther one, T'Challa, which when Kim Star-Lord. Because honestly, I didn't know if it became Star-Lord, he'd be like, you know, like Steve said, he'd be like the guy to like talk everyone out of everything. Because when he became Star-Lord, I'm like, okay, cool. I guess it's going to be like Star-Lord. But then I'm like, after he showed the first episode, I'm like, oh my God, it's Star-Lord. You're famous. I want to be like you. I'm like, hold on, what? I'm like, hold on. You ain't going to like take this guy out. And then everyone's like, no, sir. Let me be in your team. Like, this is he was talking in his own like African like voice, you know.
That was buddy from the Guardians movie.
I like how he was like talking his way out of everything, and then you know, because you're just like different. I like, well, he did. After that, I like, well, he did a lot of things better than the original Star-Lord did in the game.
The issue is, though, Star-Lord, when he's become Star-Lord, he's just a person that's Star-Lord, whereas Chris Pratt technically had powers and shit like that because
Peter Quill. Because of his pops.
Yeah.
Pops, yeah.
And shit like that. So that was like a difference or whatever, but another episode that stood out to me was that Captain Carter episode. I thought that
first
was
one.
Yeah, that was a dope one, just because in general you're sitting there watching like basically the first Captain America movie, but just in a different, you know what I'm saying, perspective. And I really enjoyed that shit. I thought that shit was dope. The dopest part was when that shit where they was in the plane. And then that little whole scene where it's like she's going through the plane and fighting through the plane, that shit was dope.
Yeah. Like myself, I like the one where Hank Pym was killing off Avengers. That was dope. Like everybody just dying left and right. Like every person that Nick Fury tried to bring in is getting clapped.
Facts.
Like he killed Hawkeye while he was arrested.
Yeah. I thought that was dope too. I had figured it out. I thought it was Ant-Man. I didn't think about it being Hank Pym, but I was like, oh shit, Ant-Man.
Same person.
Yeah. Ant-Man is a bad guy. Cause I didn't come to the conclusion that it was Ant-Man until the Hulk died. When the Hulk died, I thought about all those memes. I don't know if y'all remember all those memes where they was like Ant-Man gonna crawl in Thanos' ass and then and explode. That's what I thought he did with the Hulk. I was like that nigga went inside that nigga and grew and blew him up. So that was when I thought it was Ant-Man, and then when it was Hank Pym, I was like, oh shit, I was wrong. But I thought it was Ant-Man that was killing them. But it was only
Hank Pym is technically Ant-Man, the original Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It's just his alter ego is Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, but like at first I had no idea who it was. I was like, dang, I don't know who could be killing them. And then
like when Black Widow figured it out, I could have sworn she said it's about Hulk as well as Nick Fury, but then she was like, it's about Hope.
Yeah.
I thought she said Hulk, like Nick Fury thought she said Hulk, but then she kept playing it back and said, no, it's about Hope. I was like, oh, now it makes sense. Hope Pym. So like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like first you like kill Tony Stark.
Killed Hulk. Well, no, you killed Tony Stark. Then it was Thor. Then it was
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Then Hulk.
Okay. Then Black Widow after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the episode that I really liked though. I was really shocked at like the Incredible Hulk. Even though I don't think the Incredible Hulk would have died like that, like I don't think
being absorbing so much gamma radiation.
Yeah, I don't think so because so he really just like he blew up his heart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's how, like, because the dude put a bullet in his mouth and pulled the trigger, and the Hulk spit it out. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't feel like that would have been enough to off that nigga.
Or they have to open somehow to make it more interesting.
Fair enough.
But the only thing about that episode is that, I mean, I don't mind about it, but I wish. Because, okay, so Black Widow is basically, like, the top agent, right? So I'm, like, thinking that, yeah, Black Widow would have a fighting chance against Ant-Man, but that didn't really happen. She was getting her ass beat up, like, without any chance, like, doing anything, fighting back.
Little. He turned little and stuff like that. She couldn't really.
You can't hit him.
Can't hit him, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Nothing that you could do.
And then also, like, if he goes big, because he could grow big as well.
Mm. What could she fuck? She can't fuck with it.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't think of it that
way. But yeah.
Oh, that's why it was the What If series. Me and Steve was having a conversation before we started recording on what she was bringing up as far as we saw about.
Oh, so who are you? Who's your top five Batman villains not naming the Joker? Because everybody know the Joker is everybody's, you know, favorite.
Oh, that's easy.
So who are your top five? Because
I get not name a Joker.
Yeah, I get a lot that's of easy. Flack because I love the Penguin. A lot of people don't like the Penguin like that.
All right, five is going to be Two-Face. Four, Bane. Three, Scarecrow. Two, Rilla. One, Ra's al Ghul. That's easy for me.
Name right off the top.
That's why when I always say like it sucks that they always rinse and repeat the Joker in these movies and you have like the villains that I name, they can have standalone movies.
Yeah. The villains in Batman, well obviously Batman has the best villains amongst comics like, in general.
Yeah. Also. People say Spider-Man, but
no,
sometimes Spider-Man, like some Spider-Man villains, can't carry a movie.
Yeah,
that's why they create the Sinister Six.
Yeah, I think Batman got the best villains. Both.
Let's see.
My name five. Is not name a Joker. Not name a Joker.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So my five is my Riddler. Four is the Mad Hatter. My third one is Bane. Second would be Scarecrow. And then my one would be Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul go.
Penguin didn't make neither one of y'all top five. I love the Penguin. I don't know why, but I fucking love that nigga. For me, my five would be Bane. My four would be Scarecrow. Three would be Riddler. Two would be Ra's al Ghul. And then my one would be Penguin. I like the Penguin a lot.
Fair enough. Like, as long as Ra's is your top three, it's fine.
Yeah. But it's like nobody.
You would sleep on Ra's al Ghul, though.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people sleep on him just because I don't feel like they give him enough. Like in like
you know who you didn't mention? Deathstroke.
Deathstroke is dope, and we didn't mention Poison Ivy.
Mr. Freeze.
Firefly.
Firefly is more like he's more like a throw-in like villain. Like he's one of those small time villains that he's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Black Mask. He's one of those, like, you could make a movie off of Black Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't, we didn't.
Matter of fact, isn't a new Robin Pattinson the villain's supposed to be black.
It's Riddler. It's Riddler, because this one is like year one Batman, and it's like really centered around like detective work. So they figured the Riddler would be the best person to make make him do detective work. But what's his name? The Penguin is in this one too. Colin Farrell is a Penguin.
I heard. That's gonna be like, weird.
Yeah, the Riddler and Penguin.
Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Man, bro, I'm so upset that we never got to see Richard Seymour Hoffman play the Penguin. That's what I wanted so bad, bro. He's in the Hunger Games. He was in Mission Impossible 3. He was in what else was he in? He's in a lot of stuff, bro. He passed away from overdose. In Hunger Games 2 or whatever. I think he was filming Hunger Games 2 or 3. But he was supposed to be the Penguin, bro. And I was...
I know someone now.
Bro, I was super hyped when I heard that. And then, unfortunately, he passed away before it happened.
Hold on. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show of the Comics Among Us. How you doing today?
Hello, Cam.
Everybody's good, you know. At the moment, we're talking about Batman villains. That's not the Joker.
Did not realize y'all had started.
So, who is your top five villains in Batman?
That's not named.
Not Joker.
That's not a villain.
No, that's not Joker.
That's not Joker.
You can't say Joker. You got to name five, your top five. That's not the Joker.
That's not the Joker. Okay, so Poison Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Catwoman.
Is she really a villain?
You know, I mean, it depends on the day. It depends on the day for her. And Granny Goodness, like, because she on that shit. And because she with the shits. What is his name now that you done put me on the spot and I forgot? It starts with the V.
Victor Sash?
Victor Savage, isn't it? Vince, no.
You're talking about Vandal Savage.
Vandal Savage. I was like, okay, it starts with a V.
Those ain't really Batman villains.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just Batman villains.
Just Batman villains. So Granny Goodness is not considered a Batman villain.
Okay, so what y'all gonna get? Y'all gonna get Poison Ivy. Y'all gonna get Mr. Freeze. Y'all gonna get Catwoman, depending on the day. And
Got two more.
The Riddler. I wish they give him a bit more respect, because that nigga's smart. Everybody else is just dumb.
Well, the Robert Pattinson movie is going to be centered around him. And you got one more.
I think that's going to be about it for me.
You only got four?
Yes, I'm okay with four. I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
I like
So you don't like Scarecrow, Ra's al Ghul, Bane, like people like that, Penguin.
Deathstroke, yes, but he's a pedophile. So he's a villain in real life. So I mean, he can come through and he can really fuck up some shit and give Batman the work, but at the same time, Tara was definitely underage and he was definitely grooming her, sir. Definitely grooming her. But if he was a better man, I would have Deathstroke. But he's not. So here we are.
You also got Deathshot.
Oh yeah.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
No. Killer Croc. I'm okay with
Killer Croc.
Clayface. I like Clayface too.
Clayface is different. Clayface. Yeah, Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter. Solomon Grundy. If you depend on.
You have Calendar Man.
Calendar Man. You. I was watching.
Yeah. You have Hush. So.
Steve, what are you doing up?
I'm recording.
You thought you were taking a nap right now, that's why.
Usually. What's there's one villain from the old ass. I ended up watching the Adam West like cartoon movie that they had on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
What's that that Pharaoh? I didn't even understand his powers, bro. Like
Pharaoh.
He's in the Batman TV show from Adam West or whatever. So I guess they decided to put him in the Batman cartoon, but he never is in anything. Apparently he was played by William Shatner a long time ago too. King Tut. His name was King Tut.
Definitely don't remember that one.
Me either.
You had King Tut, and then you had Egghead. He was in that movie too. And I was like, bro, who are these villains? But I guess these are the ones that got scrapped and never progressed.
And especially on comics.
Yeah. But yeah, those were that was just something that I really wanted to talk about, because like I feel like I like the Penguin a lot. I feel like he give you that good old mafia type vibe and stuff like that we don't normally get to get.
Understandable.
Even the only thing that I hate about him is that he has that switch up. Like whenever he's in danger or something like that, or he about to die, he start panicking and crying and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fearing for his life and shit like that. So So that's the one thing that I don't like about his character. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I enjoyed his character a lot.
Penguin is valid. Just as far as like personally, my top five, nah.
Yeah. And then I didn't even add Two-Face, but Two-Face is dope too.
Yeah, especially watching Long Halloween.
Yeah. I fucked with it a lot.
Yeah.
Two-Face is dope.
But other than that, have you been reading anything recently?
I read this book called Super Crooks. Super Crooks is they like basically like they live in a world pretty much like fucking My Hero type shit. Like they all got superpowers type stuff, and they decide they're going to do a big ass heist. So he put together like this whole team and they do a heist or whatever. But they basically, it's by the same writer of, I don't know, y'all seen Jupiter's Legacy?
I ain't see it, but I heard of it.
So that is a comic book or whatever. And apparently that dude got like 5 or 6 comics that he plans he plans on putting them on Netflix, and apparently Super Crooks is going to be on Netflix coming up.
Gotcha.
But he actually is the same writer, if I'm not mistaken. He's the same writer that wrote Wanted. I mean, not Wanted, Watchmen. Watchmen. God damn it, Kingsman. How did I say? Okay. I went from Wanted to Watchmen, but I meant to say Kingsman. But he's So yeah, he's the same dude apparently, and so he wrote that one. He wrote Jupiter. He wrote Jupiter's Legacy, which got canceled, quit or whatever, and then now he's fucking doing Super Crooks. But Super Crooks, I think, is gonna be animated on Netflix. It's not gonna be live action.
Okay, understandable. That's reasonable.
But it's a short read. Oh. It's not crazy long or nothing like that.
Okay. Bo, have you ever read anything in the recently?
This nigga Bo really fucking flossing his teeth on camera.
I read the Frontline Soldiers book from Council Moon. I started reading them. So far, I've only read the first two issues. I'm going to get a third issue when I have time. And I read, what was it called? Oh, yeah, I was read the Black Lotus as well. Black Lotus Dragon.
Okay.
So I read up on that. Later this week, I also plan on like catching up on the newest issue of the Last Ronin. I'll read that eventually this week. So, but yeah, that's what I read so far. The Black Lotus Dragon and the Frontline Soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Cam, have you been reading anything comic wise lately?
Not anything comic wise. I've been reading a few mangas and like actual books, but I have not gotten into any comics.
Okay.
I kind as of far as into, comic.
As far as manga, what have you read then?
Tokyo Revengers. Yeah, well, you know I'm gonna continue to read Tokyo Revengers. To Your Eternity, because that's still going, as well as I decided to pick up Osama Ranking, because I ended up I think I was talking to Steve the other day, and I ended up watching the episodes, and I was like, oh, I really want to know what's going on with that. So that one, and it's another one. Can't even think of it off the top of my head because I ended up watching the anime and I was like, oh, okay, let me go ahead and skip ahead and see what it's about. I forget. Basically, it's an isekai and the guy gets transported, you know, to another reality, and he basically ends up being OP. He doesn't want to be OP. He's like the most humble OP character ever, and he like just becomes OP by accident, but definitely. But as far as comics, I haven't. I do want to start Young Justice.
The comic itself?
Yeah. I mean, I'm already watching the actual animation, you know, since the season just started back. And I also kind of want to get into reading Doom Patrol because I'm the new season of Doom Patrol has started, and I've been watching that just to kind of see what's going on with that. I really want to check out those.
I thought it was one that we had read. I've been reading a few. I had, have you read Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom Triumph and Torment?
No, I haven't.
Man, so like on that one, they basically like partner up.
Okay.
They're going after Mephisto or whatever. That shit is fire. that shit is fire. Is like cause you seeing like Doctor Doom and Doctor Strange is like really having this battle of intellect and like trying to one up each other and stuff like that. And then they finally end up partnering up and like doing shit together. That shit is real fire. It's actually an older comic though. It came out like in the 90s. So it's older. Then I read a Ghostbusters comic. That was pretty good. And then the IDW one. It's the IDW Ghostbusters run. And then I read the other one that I read another one recently and I can't even remember which one it was. But yeah, those are the ones that I like really been heavy on. I'm still actually reading the Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom joint, you know what I'm saying?
I stopped, but I started My Hero Academia. I started it way back when. I just never picked it back up. But you know, after seeing the movie, it kind of makes me want to get back into it.
There's another one that I read. I can't even, it's making me mad because I can't think of it right now. I have to have a little brain fart. But yeah, those are the ones that I've been like heavy on though. The Ghostbusters IDW one is actually really good. The comic that they got for that too. Like,
okay.
IDW got some good like comics, like as far as just like stuff that's different.
I know the Ninja Turtles one that's been long running.
Yeah, I've been reading that one too. Right now I'm at the part where what's his name? The fucking dude with the glasses or whatever. You find out basically that one of the doctors is a robot or something like that, or alien, a robot.
I forgot it. Something, it starts with an H.
Yeah. And then they go into basically outer space and stuff like that. And then you find out that he's protecting the princess, stuff like that. That's the part where I'm at on that Ninja Turtle run.
Yeah. But as far as like reads for myself, like I'm caught up to last run. I just read the recent issue. I'm caught up to Static, read the recent issue as well. Little by little, I've been reading, what's this joint called? Is in my queue. Black Panther. Duh. I was reading the most recent one. Like, it's okay, but like this storyline is just kind of meh for me, unfortunately. Like, it's to the point like I'm like two volumes in and I just happen to stop as volume 3.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 5 volumes in total. Like, I had the hardcover and I just started reading it because I had the hardcover, so I was like, no, let me just see what's it about. And yeah, I guess it's free on Cosmicology, the whole, all 5 volumes. So Amazon Prime, you just link your Cosmicology to that and you should be able to read it for free. As well as we get discount prices on some comics.
I did read Infamous Iron Man, and I read the other Iron Man joint where Tony Stark is like a dickhead. That's off most of them, but it's basically in the other one that I read. I actually wrote an article on this one too. But he's get the perfect white armor, and he basically he set up an app where people had to pay like $100 a day to use the app or something like that. And he's in California. He's not in New York. He moved to California. What Iron Man is that? Let me see.
Fighter.
I don't know, but anyway, he goes to California. But Matt Murdock is there as well. He ends up giving Matt Murdock like his vision back. Like, it's like an Iron Man where he's like this perfect version or whatever. And Tony Stark basically he gets Matt Murdock his vision back. So now you get Daredevil that can see, but now Daredevil like kind of he not as dope as a fighter because of the fact that he relied on his hearing and stuff like that. Now that he can see, not as dope, and then like he only gives it to him temporarily. He gives him his eyesight back temporarily or whatever. It's a real good read, but I can't even fucking think of it. I'm having like a brain fart. Come back to me.
Fair enough.
About to look it up right now.
But Ken, like in the beginning, we were discussing the What If series. So, as far as, did you watch all the episodes?
I did.
First, what was your favorite episode?
Well, I think you kind of know what I'm gonna say, because with my extra black self, episode 2 with T'Challa, okay. And that's more so. Well, Chadwick as Star-Lord, but that one was, I think that was my favorite, because knowing the situation of him passing,
yes,
it just holds a little special something. But also episode 4 with Doctor Strange,
okay,
when he lost his heart, mm-hmm. And I would think the zombies episode was kind of cool. The zombie, I don't know if anybody else liked mm-hmm. the zombie episode. But the zombie episode was kind of cool, but huh?
That was my favorite episode, the zombie one.
Oh, yeah. And then, and I like how they, what was it? Episode 7? Was it when Killmonger was basically 6. What if he got to Tony Stark instead?
Episode 6. Like,
oh, okay.
You mean when it was on that Black Force energy on time?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. But those happened to, those were the ones that I was like, okay. I was fucking with them.
Okay. Least favorite?
Episode 1.
You didn't like Peggy Carter as Captain America?
What's wrong with Peggy Carter? It's just the episode, it just did not pull me in. It did not pull me in. Because I was overall excited for the series, you know, from the previews that were being offered and the trailers and stuff like that. But that first episode, for me, like, if I had not seen any of the or heard any hints of what it might contain, and I just picked it randomly, I don't know if I would have ended up going back. I don't know if I would have ended up going
back. Do you think the placement of the episode was wrong? Maybe.
I don't think it was the placement. It felt rushed and almost kind of forced to kind of make it a what if, you know, but that's just me. Like I said, that's just me. So if anybody was like, oh, that was the best episode, or that's a reason to watch it, I ain't ask you. I definitely did not ask you, but I'm gonna let you know that was my least favorite episode.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah.
Well, let me just add something to that. Now, apart from being forced, I don't think it was forced to the point that if you think about it real hard, no one would ask. They couldn't do a what if episode of a different person to go into the chamber. Because who else would have walked into that chamber to like become the next super soldier? You can't obviously put Tony Stark's dad, because he's the one operating the machine. And obviously, you can't put whoever the next guy is in there, because we don't really know. Because basically, the only two people that are well known in there is Peggy Carter, Tony Stark's dad, and Steve Rogers. So either one of those guys could be in there. If anyone was in there, would it be like, who the fuck is this guy? That's the next super soldier.
I mean, it made the most sense for her to go in because she had already had combat experience and things like that. So it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And she stood up and she didn't leave the room. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like it was forced. I felt like I thought that was what we were going to get with all of the episodes.
Yeah.
I thought we were literally going to get like just one or two little moments happening. And it was basically going to be the same as the movie, but like with two or three different instances. So that's what I thought, like the first episode was like building towards, like that's what we was going to get for the whole season. And they pretty much switched it up. I think like the other only episodes that really did that was the Doctor Strange and was the Killmonger. I think those were the only ones that really had one where like one
it was
little thing
it was connected to like almost the movie itself.
Yeah. So think those was the only ones that I felt like was completely like different.
Fair enough. So we got Cam's take on that. Honestly, I have nothing else to say. Any last words, ladies? Since you're late,
lady. Are we gonna talk about the DC and Marvel zombies?
We can talk about that in another part.
Oh, okay, because that needs to be a thing.
Not everybody's seen Marvel Zombies.
That's not my fault. I went through 21 okay, videos, you know what? Right, 84 okay. hours.
Okay, look, Cam, you may ask your question. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to do it now. Now I feel like you're trying to force me to force my hand.
Any last words?
Catch me on my Twitch and Twitter handle. You know, both on it. You can check out my stream on Twitch, and you can also like, you know, say hi to me on Twitter. I'm always chatty in there. So feel free to talk to me and, you know, respond to my comments and wild tweets. So, and also you can follow Twitter handle, the Mind Blood Pod.
Blur Mind Pod.
The Blood Mind Pod. So, and then, you know, that's where all of us, our socials is for Twitter. So go pull all of us in the group. And that's all I have to say.
Steve. Cam's in our own little world.
Yeah, you can follow me at ScubaSteve1428. ScubaSteve1428 on all social media. The link tree is on the Blur Mind Pod on Twitter, and it can take you to every single one of everybody's stuff, where you can find both Twitch, Alpha's Twitch, Mind Knocker Mixer, the Blur Shop, all that stuff. So, yeah, man, that's it.
Cam, want to try this again?
As you guys know, it's Cam Kicks, also part of Inside the Mind of Blur. You can always catch me on the Twitter streets. Go ahead and catch me on that Bird app at Misha KT, or you can always go and follow and interact with the main pod, the Blurred Mind Pod Twitter account, as well as our Instagram. And also, go ahead and get some merch, at our store. Go ahead and get some merch here and there. Sorry I wasn't here for the whole episode. They do me dirty, y'all. I just want y'all to know that.
She'll be back. So, the pod mother will be back.
They do me dirty. But yeah, as you, like I said, say words at me. I may not say nothing back, but yeah, definitely interact. And that's all I'm going to say on this.
Well, as always, it is I, AI Alpha. You could check out my link tree, LIKTRE.EE/AAlpha, which is connected to the Inside of Merd link tree as well. If you need snacks and goodies, you can hit up Cam Kicks.
I'm sorry, A-Lick.
If you want to stay right, you got to use your tongue more. On that note, good night.